As we come to the end of one year and the start of another, we naturally think about things that have passed, and we also look to the future. Sometimes we're excited about the future, but if things haven't been going so well for us, we can perhaps be apprehensive about what the future might bring. Over 2,500 years ago, God was speaking to his ancient people Israel while they were passing through hard times. He spoke through prophets like Jeremiah, who sent a letter to the people of Israel who were captives in the city of Babylon, which was a great ancient civilization. God explained that the captivity would last 70 years, after which he would bring the people back to Jerusalem. He followed this with these words, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." These words were written to Israelites long ago, but it's true that in every age God has plans for people who trust him, plans to give them a future and a hope. Now, politicians make promises about the future, but they can't give us a future. They might do their best to influence it, but experience regularly shows how political leaders are swept along by the course of events just like everyone else. God is the only one who can give a future to anyone. As well as promising a future, God gives his people a hope. If the future is what is actually going to happen, hope is the present expectation and enjoyment of what is yet to be. The Israelites who were captives in Babylon knew that they or their descendants would return to Jerusalem, so they believed that the future of the nation was secure in the promises of God. But there was a 70-year wait, and God gave them a hope to sustain them during that time. Likewise, God wants to give us a future, one that stretches forward in this life and beyond. And in addition, he wants to give us a hope, so that we might be confident of that future and start to enjoy it here in the present. That present enjoyment would be impossible without hope. Hope that's based on the promises of God is described in the Bible as an anchor for the soul, because it's secured on something that can't fail or give way. But if God gives us the hope of a future, what does that future actually contain? What's the hope looking forward to? The answer again is in Jeremiah's letter. God has plans for the future of his people, and these plans are for their welfare. Now, the word translated welfare in that passage is the lovely Hebrew word shalom, which is often used as a form of greeting. This word can also be translated peace or well-being. It means all of these things and more beside. The word signifies complete wholeness that applies to our spirit, soul, and body, and it's this that God wants for you and for me. But as we look forward, we might still feel apprehensive. I'm reminded of a poem that was quoted in a Christmas broadcast by King George VI many years ago. He repeated these words, "I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light, that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." And that little poem really does get to the heart of the matter. As we're about to start a new year, let's put our hand into the hand of God and trust him to make plans for our well-being, which will give us a future and a hope. That's much, much better than going it alone. Thank you for listening, and I'd like to wish you a happy and a peaceful New Year.